This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Well, good morning at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And what a huge show today. Let me tell you, it is a night of fire at Atmore Dragway. And we've got one of the guys that actually started a lot of these jet cars. He's going to tell you some great stories. Joe Sicaro, or as they call him, Joe the Jet Guy, is going to be coming on. And it's going to be a big show. Gary Moore has done a great job up there at Wind Creek Casino with the Dragway. We'll talk with him in just a few minutes. Also, we've got Tim Bryant from Firefly Speedway. MIS. Now, you know, Mobile Speedway, they were rained out last weekend, and they're going to have a huge event with double features with the Superstocks and the Bombers. So we'll give you all that information with the Super Late Models coming back June 22nd, next Saturday, a big show. Chris Carter with Deep South Speedway, they take the weekend off at the dirt track preparing for the Wing Sprint cars, and that is going to be huge. So get ready for that event. And then Dustin Long with MRN, going to talk everything NASCAR. Obviously, the passing of Jason Leffler was just a tragic, tragic story this week. We'll touch base on that with Dustin Long as he works on some more stories there. Well, thank you to everyone. It makes us a big part of the show. We appreciate everyone listening. Remember, we podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And, of course, Kane Motorsports, which we raced last night at Sunny South. Had a great time out there and a great crowd. We also raced for the Volunteer Fire Department. So, something I like about fire, tell you the truth, is when it comes out of a jet car. And how cool is it? We got Joe Sicaro. He's on the phone with us. Joe, you're back again, and you've switched dragways on us, and now you're bringing some heavy hitters with your jet cars. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having us on. You know, and I'm really looking forward to coming to Atmore. You know, Gary's done a really good job. We've always had a lot of fun at Mobile. Tremendous fan base. You know, they do a lot of support for Gary at the track, and now we're going to be, this is our inaugural show here at Atmore, and I'm hoping that we can make this a yearly event.
Well, we've
got five jet cars coming in. We've got one from Chicago, we've got two from Arizona, myself, and one guy from Virginia. And we also have the Shockwave, which is a triple-engine Peterbilt truck. It's probably the most awesome race car on the planet.
If you go to atmoredragway.com, Gary on the video, there's got a video of that sucker, and it has been clocked. It won't go this fast at Atmore, but it's been clocked at 375 miles an hour, and you guys have been clocked at almost 225 miles an hour. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't want to deflate anybody's saddle now.
He was sure.
375 miles an hour in a one-mile course.
Right.
We go 225 and 660 feet.
Wow.
So, you know, you know, you're comparing apples and oranges.
You know what? I think you could take that truck, boy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, he's got three of the motors, and I've only got one on my car. But I think he weighs about 20,000 pounds, and we weigh about 1,200 pounds.
So oh, my. Are you really? Now, let's talk about these. Let's talk about these cars.
I'll tell you, these trucks, there's one that's got a big single engine. This one's got three engines on it. Absolutely the most spectacular show in race car business.
Well, let's talk about these jet cars for a minute, Joe. Can you explain what these cars are to someone who's heard of jet cars, never seen them at the dragway? It is an experience. You have to feel it. You feel it in your rib cage, the heat from the fire. I mean, I can't imagine being bolted on. I'm waiting for that two-seater so I can catch a ride, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I may just do that for you next year, build a two-seater. Anyhow, you know, these jet cars, these motors actually came off an airplane.
Wow.
And the airplane that the particular motor that we use, which is the Pratt Whitney, came off an airplane. It's a Mach 1 airplane. Mach 1 meaning it'll run around 700 miles an hour in flight time. We hope to never get anywhere near those kind of speeds. We're focused mostly on drag racing and exhibition, you know, like air shows and that kind of stuff. But they're 12,000 horsepower. 12,000 horsepower. And it weighs 1,250 pounds, this car.
And
so your power-to-weight ratio is fantastic on these things.
Oh, I can only imagine. And these are pretty much rail cars is what you build them out of, right?
Yeah, they're 300-inch wheelbase, same as a top fuel car. You know, they're same as requirements that you have with top fuel cars and the alcohol dragsters. You know, you'll see different variations of the same car, but basically they're pretty same. It's the same as top fuel dragster with a jet motor on it instead of a piston-driven motor.
Well, that's amazing. And see, it's a full night of racing. You've guys got yourselves, you've got Shockwave, then you have the Pro Mod Shootout with you've got Mike and Michael Neal, Josh Peel and Jolly Pilcher. These guys are great. Junior Dragsters, 1,000 purse with no entry fee. That's going to be huge. So everyone's going to get a good feeling. And really check out this brand new facility right next to Wind Creek Casino on Northbound 65 there. And it's amazing what, like you were talking about, Gary Moore has turned this facility into something special. And it's continually evolving. And with shows like this, it's really going to bring the drag racers and really fans back to the track. This is going to be something special tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to give you some information on this Junior Dragster program.
Yeah.
You know, this Junior Dragster program is about 18 years old now, and the first 8 years they were kind of floundering around with, you know, not looking for how to gear this thing up. They didn't have very many rules and stuff. Well, if you take a look at last week's national events and then the national events prior to this in the last couple of months, they have three 16-car fields, which is 48 cars.
Wow.
A lot of the 48 drivers, 10 of those drivers, came through the national dragster ranks.
That's
more than 20%. It's unbelievable. So, you know, these kids that are going to be here tonight, we're going to give them a little salute between 6 and 7 o'clock and give the dads a pat on the back, let them know that we really appreciate the effort. You know, this is something that doesn't happen by itself. It takes a tremendous amount of effort, but pound for pound, you can't really get a better family sport than Junior Dragster program.
How old are these kids, Joe? How old are these kids that are in these dragsters?
Shoot, I think they start at 10 or something like that, you know. But, I mean, you see them guys out there in the heat of the day with their fire suits on, pushing their little cars around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm really impressed. And the reality of it is these are the guys that are going to be running the tracks and going to be driving all the high-speed cars in a few years.
Well,
and,
you know,
we've got a lot of local guys that are driving, you know, like alcohol cars now, and you know, door slammer cars, the big guys. They were Junior Dragster guys just a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to touch base on the fact that racing is a dangerous sport. Obviously, everybody knows by now Jason Leffler was killed in a terrible wing sprint car accident this week. What kind of safety features do you guys have on these jet cars that protects you?
Well, they have, NHRA and IHRA have a huge program, safety program for these things, and they're no-nonsense guys. They give you a set of rules and a set of plans that you have to follow, and if your car doesn't pass the safety inspection, which you have to get a safety inspection done every 2 years, they check for the thickness of the tubing, they check your fire suit, they check all that stuff, but they do the same thing from the Junior Dragster all the way up to the top fuel car.
Wow. That's amazing. So it's a safe sport. You're going to see something now. How did you get into jet cars?
Well, I used to race top fuel cars a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
And, it got to the point where I really couldn't afford to race anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was so expensive for me, and I had three full-time guys that I had to pay.
Wow.
And, one day I just quit part myself. I just couldn't afford to do it. It was either that or get a divorce. So it was a lot cheaper for me to quit racing.
That's true.
I had a guy from Denver, Colorado called me, and he said that he had a brand-new jet car that he built for this guy, and this guy really wanted to go top fuel racing. Wanted to know if I'd trade him my top fuel car for his jet car.
Wow.
And I met him in Albuquerque and took a ride in the jet car. I've been doing it ever since.
Man, you fell in love. It's like snake bitten, huh?
You ain't lying, brother. Me and my wife went racing. I didn't have to take nobody with me. I mean, it was like I was still going the same speed, and, I didn't have any overhead.
That's beautiful. And now, the gates open at 4 today, and the action starts at 6 o'clock. General admission is just $20. Children 12 and under are free. You can afford to take this. This is a perfect Father's Day gift. Here's Father's Day weekend. Dad's a race fan. Something unique going on this weekend. How often do you get to see stuff like this? And at a brand-new facility, where, again, it is amazing the amount of money and time they've poured into this facility. Joe, and you've been there already. You know it's going to be really good tonight.
Yeah, thousands of man hours. Gary and Donna have been down there practically day and night the last 6 months. And, they've done a fantastic job there. There's a lot of accommodation people. The food, you can't forget, the food is great. On top of going there, and, drag racing business is kind of unique compared to other businesses. You can come in the pitch and you can go right up to each guy, take a picture with them, talk to them. They give you handouts, and, you can chew the fat with them for a few minutes. I mean, it's very unique to the racing industry, what we have going here.
And that's how you get the kids involved, for sure. Hey, and also, I know some of the cars, including Shockwave, will be at the casino today, right?
We'll be doing a little display at the casino.
Good.
Probably for a few hours so people can come by and see them. But the reality of it is they can come to the racetrack and see the same thing.
The only difference
is that at the racetrack, we'll be under the gun a little bit to be, prepping the cars for our races and stuff like that. But Anybody, any of the drivers will always take a minute to talk to the guys and shake hands, sign autographs, and do that stuff. So I just, you know, like I said before, I hate to keep saying the same thing again, but pound for pound, it's the best entertainment dollars that someone can spend with their family.
And it's at Atmore Dragway right off of Wind Creek Casino there, northbound 65. Joe, be safe, and you have a blessed day, and enjoy that fire tonight, my friend.
Okay, my brother, thank you very much. Godspeed and good speed, right?
Amen, all the time. There you okay, go. That man is Joe Zaccaro. Now, he's going to be there tonight. That's going to be a big event. It's going to be right off of Wind Creek Casino at Atmore Dragway. Good luck to everyone that's going to go out there and check it out. Still to come, we've got Deep South Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway to talk about, and NASCAR news with Dustin Long with MRN. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you always to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Deep South Speedway. Off this weekend, we'll have the Wing Sprint Cars back again next weekend. We'll talk with Chris Carter in just a few minutes from there. Also want to thank Mobile Regional Airport. Now you've got nonstop flights out of Chicago through United. Thanks to Chicago, go to MOBAirport.com and see those low rates they've got. Well, big news in NASCAR this week, Dustin Long with MRN. We take it to Michigan. And but before we get into that, obviously, everyone's, you know, you've seen all the tributes on Facebook, and just a terrible loss this week. Jason Leffler loses his life early in a racing accident. Dustin Long with MRN, good morning. You guys have done an amazing job on your website covering the story, and it was a shock to just so many people this week.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's I mean, anytime somebody passes before their time, or at least before you think that they should, I mean, it's certainly a sad thing. I mean, Jason Leffler dying at the age of 37 earlier this week in a crash in a Wing Sprint Car race at a dirt track in New Jersey, and leaves behind a 5-year-old son. The Delaware County medical examiner in Pennsylvania listed the cause of death as blunt force neck injury. The investigation of by the New Jersey State Police continues, so we're waiting to kind of hear different things about what happened. I know Tony Stewart talked to the media on Friday at Michigan and was saying that he heard that something broke on the car that caused it to go into the wall with what sounded like might have been a head-on impact in that incident. So we're just still waiting for official word on a lot of different things.
What are some of the reactions to some of the other drivers that have talked about that? You know, I've seen there's been so many articles and so many people on Facebook and some of the other media out there on Twitter. And, you know, there was a few articles that have been written that have said, you know, yes, it's a sad thing that we lose another driver before their prime. Will it affect any drivers strapping in this weekend? And this reporter pretty much said no. They do understand this is part of the risk of what we do as race car drivers, and they accept it. So, but going into Michigan, do the Cup guys kind of have a heavy heart? Obviously they do, but what do you do differently?
I think you just, you know, I think you look at the situation, look at what comes out of this, and seeing what can be improved upon it. But does it impact anybody at Michigan?
Right.
Other than, you know, certainly feeling sad and down and you know, thoughts being with the family and now with a 5-year-old son growing up without a father. Mm-hmm. But does it change anything professionally? No. You know, Tony Stewart made the comment to the media, you know, he's as careful in his race cars as he is in his passenger cars, and notes that in passenger cars, more people will be killed in those than will be on race cars at racetracks. And yeah, he says, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go.
Well, let me ask you, as we're getting ready to head into Michigan, you did an article about Keselowski calling out Gibbs and Hendrick. What's this all about?
Well, yeah, certainly on Friday, Brad Keselowski talked to some media people and told the Detroit Free Press that he blames Joe Gibbs Racing and Hendrick Motorsports for preventing the four teams of Roush Fenway Racing and Penske Racing from working more closely together. And you say, well, wait a minute, how does that work?
Yeah.
And Brad's point is that he says that the Gibbs and Hendrick teams have taken some of the Penske employees and basically outbid them and given them better offers, and so when those people have left Penske for the better offers, the greener pastures, they've taken their secrets and their knowledge with them. I mean, you can't lose knowledge. So he's saying that it makes it tough for teams to work together, because if somebody leaves to go to another organization, all the secrets from where they've been go with them in a way. So you know, he says, his comment was that that they have that Hendrick and Gibbs have this nasty little habit of going to other teams and outbidding other people and taking those employees and stealing our information. To which Rick Hendrick countered and said the comments Brad reportedly made were misinformed. Brad misrepresents the facts and spends a lot of time making insinuations and accusations about other teams when he should be focused on his own program and competing at a high level. I hope he figures that out and begins representing himself and the sport with more class.
Wow. That's a nice way to bash him, isn't it? Jeez.
Well, he certainly got his point across.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, yeah, as we're getting ready for Michigan, you know, obviously everyone's keeping their eyes on Dale Earnhardt Jr. Will he return maybe possibly this week into victory lane? So far, four drivers break 36 seconds, top 200 miles an hour, and that was practice yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, Casey Kane led the way with practice, and look, Casey Kane's my pick to win this. And Kate, for as dominant as Jimmy Johnson was at Pocono last week, Casey Kane might have been as good, according to Steve Letarte, Dale Jr.'s crew chief. It's just that, you know, at Pocono, Kane had a mechanical issue right on the first second lap, had to go behind the wall and lost 20 laps making repairs, and so you didn't pay attention to him, although he posted a lot of fast laps once he got back out on the track. So they've got the speed. And I think the question is, you know, if nothing happens, then I think it's a Casey Kane win.
Wow.
And it could be as dominant as what Jimmy Johnson did last week at Pocono. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's why they hold the races, because you can say all you want, but a lot of different things happen. I mean, who would have predicted what happened at Dover, Tony Stewart winning a couple of weeks ago, because he had not looked strong the first 2 days in practice. But, you know, frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if Kane's up there, Jimmy Johnson's up there, and Dale Jr. is up there. I'm not so certain about, you know, we'll see if Jeff Gordon can bring his program up a little bit more. But, you know, I think it could be a very good weekend for Hendrick Motorsports. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Well, let me ask you, after Michigan, we go to Sonoma and the road course, and I don't know, have there been any talkings of anyone bringing in, you know, some of the road racing guys to come and race for that race?
Well, the 51 team of Phoenix Racing will have Jacques Villeneuve in its car.
Really?
And Jacques ran both nationwide races last year, had strong runs, but also very aggressive moves and upset a number of drivers, certainly well remembered for knocking Danica Patrick out of the way on the last lap at Road America, and costing her what would have been, at the time, I think, would have been like a career-best nationwide finish. Jacques, he's very good. He doesn't run that often, so he doesn't have to make friends. He doesn't have to play nice, and times he doesn't. So,
yeah, I know.
Sonoma has, you know, some people say, has kind of become the short track of yesteryear with the bumping and beating and banging and the really hot tempers after the race. So it'll be interesting how Jacques, if he impacts things, if he changes things up. Remember, the 51 team last year with Kurt Busch nearly won that race.
Oh, yeah.
And so if Jacques can get up there, he can stir up some interesting things. I mean, I think Sonoma's going to be an interesting race, but I think Jacques, and he runs up there, he makes it even more fascinating. And, I mean, I think it's, you know, kind of that powder keg, you know, what will happen and when will it go off.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. You know, I saw in the news yesterday, National Guard had an amendment to prohibit them spending money. NASCAR defeated 289 votes to 134 votes on the House floor Friday. So good news for Hendrick and, of course, Junior, as National Guard wants to stay with him and I guess pretty much has the opportunity to. How long will this last? And when, I mean, obviously they don't want, there's certain people in the government that think it's a waste of money. Other people say it's not. So is this something that'll come up every 3 to 5 months or what?
Well, certainly this is from the representative, the Democrat in Minnesota, Betty McCollum, and she has sponsored this amendment in years past. Last year she had a co-sponsor, but in years past, she's third straight year she sponsored an amendment to, in years past it was military, and with more and more military not involved in motorsports, it was more focused on the Army National Guard, on its sponsorship of NASCAR, IndyCar racing, and World Wrestling Entertainment. And she was saying, look, in this era of tight budgets, the National Guard is spending $53 million for these programs. It does not need to be doing it. So she put that amendment to the House, to the defense bill in the House, and then on Friday it was defeated, as you said, 289 to 134, a larger margin than what had it was defeated by last year. Last year it was much, much closer, and this year it was more soundly defeated.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that maybe NASCAR side or those that opposed it were better organized this time, and got the word out a lot better. And certainly, every year you have a number of different representatives. You know, some losing elections, some new people coming in, some retiring, and others being and those their replacements. So, the House changes from. A lot, so the dynamics can change, and the economy, the time, the air, things change from year to year regardless. So I just think last year was their chance to get it done. They came close and they didn't. Don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, Dustin, how do we keep track of you throughout the weekend? I know Michigan's a big race, and actually getting ready for Sonoma as well. Obviously, MRN.com, which I still praise your website. Think it's better than NASCAR's. Hate the new NASCAR site. Yours is so much more friendly to use and navigate. So how else do we keep track of you?
Yeah, like I said, MotorRacingNetwork.com, and also on Twitter, at Dustin Long. You have to look me up on my Facebook page. I put some of the story links up there, too, and a few other places. But, yeah, on Twitter, at Dustin Long, MotorRacingNetwork.com.
Well, Dustin, we appreciate you taking time again this Saturday morning to join us. And, as always, have a great race weekend. And we'll be watching you from the web for sure, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. That's Dustin Long again with MRN Racing Network. And you can always catch him online and, again, Facebook. He has all his articles up there, which is great. Still to come, Deep South Speedway. We're going to talk about the dirt, how some of the point series are over there, and then MIS and Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant standing by, coming up on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Dustin Long with MRN. Also, Joe Zuccaro. This is the guy that's bringing the jet cars to Atmore Dragway tonight. How about that? You got to go see that the semi that's got three jet engines on it, 375 miles an hour. That's just unreal speed there. Also, still to come, Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway's Tim Bryant. But before we get started on that, a rare off weekend in Locksley, Deep South Speedway. Chris Carter's with us as you prepare for the Wing Sprinters. Welcome back, brother.
Doing?
Oh, doing great, doing great. Let's talk about your off weekend. Obviously, want to talk about the racing you guys had last weekend, and then really, let's talk about the Wing Sprint cars. And before we get into this, obviously, had a long conversation with Dustin just a few minutes ago on MRN, talking about just the fatality and how the racing community has come together with Jason Leffler, and as a track promoter and as someone who is a fan of the Wing Sprint cars, which will be at your track next week. How does this hit home?
With me going to so many truck races with Kale and actually having to meet Jason Leffler multiple times and actually eating with him before and what have you, I mean, it hits home hard. I mean, it sucks. It's a bad deal. I mean, when anybody loses their life, it's bad. But, you know, every time you, Kale, Gerald, Bubba Gale, anybody, Bubba Pollard, J.J. Day, whoever, you strap in that car, there's that chance. I mean, you take that chance. But and Jason Leffler, Kane, I was telling somebody yesterday, you know, he's one of the few, in my opinion, he's one of those guys that earned his way to be where he was as far as a race
Didn't
car
buy
goes.
His way in, you know.
Yeah, and he's such a wheel man, and people doesn't, you know, really realize that. Maybe most do, but some don't. But, you know, Jason Leffler, he was picked up and taken to the next level, clearly with his driving ability.
You know, Tony Stewart was quoted on Friday at the Speedway in Michigan saying that what he had heard, and Dustin reported this a few minutes ago, is that something possibly broke in that car because what it sounded like, it was pretty much a head-on into-the-wall impact.
Right, and if you looked at the car...
Look at the seat.
Say again?
Oh, look at the seat, how it's curved.
Right, and you know, it's just... That was a ferocious hit, obviously, but I mean, you know, and with these cars coming to our track in our next race, I mean, that's just it kind of just lets you know, and nobody wants an eye-opener like this, mm-hmm. but you also, you realize that, you know, this is a dangerous thing that y'all do, and, you know, us as the media or whatever we are as promoters and media and PR people, it's, you know, it's our job to actually report on this kind of stuff, and that's just, you know, it's hard on you, like just like your brother, Dustin. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. when he tries to write a story or has to write a story on this, it bothers him as well as it does me or anyone else.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the racing last weekend. You've had some great crowds. You've had some amazing car counts.
Well, I tell you, last week, it's like I told you in the last show, the Super mm-hmm. Late models, they really, we had 14 of them. And I tell
Jeez.
You, we were very pleased with that. And, man, those guys put on a show. And
Hey, what do you tell the naysayers now?
Exactly. So, I mean, it was a great show. And, man, them boys, guys, men, they it's amazing to watch them super late models, this 700-plus horsepower going to the turn and just completely sideways. And in between one and two, the nose of the car is looking down at three and four.
That's awesome.
Racing.
That's awesome.
It was really good. Awesome night of racing last week at Deep South.
And Cody Smith took the home in the super lates, right?
Yep, Cody Smith was your winner. He is the number three car, and he had to earn it. Joseph Joyner was really hard to beat. He had a hot ride, and Monty Skinner, who is a regular at Deep South Speedway, he run in between one and two about halfway through, and actually, in my opinion, you know, it's just my opinion. Some people might think different. I just think he drove in a little bit over his head and just trying to get back to where he was in the top three. I believe he was running fifth when that happened, or up there in the top three, dropped back to fifth. So a good run for Monty and good run for Cody Smith getting a win.
Well, let's talk about the modified. You're getting some good car counts out there while some tracks are struggling. It seems like the dirt modified program's been great. G17, Greg Hopkins, who is he and where's he from?
He's a wheel man, brother. And the move that he made coming off a four on the outside of Mike Ladner, I mean.
Really?
You know, I'm not speechless very often. It was one of those moves that I just put the microphone down and said, I don't even know what to say about that.
Just like your mouth's wide open going, dang, man.
Totally speechless, I tell you. But, man, it was Greg Hopkins. He's won before at Deep South, and he was not eligible for that money. So we're actually still going to do our $100 to a first-time winner at Deep South Speedway. So
eventually,
there's actually extra money to be involved. Like just with like I said last week with Joey Moxley, he's capable of winning this money, and he finished third. So believe me, he's going to be one of these guys to get a win to get that $100.
Okay, you know, we've already seen this year at Deep South Speedway the fact that you've had to put money out to have people get beat. Let's talk about a couple classes right now. Your Stingers, Dave LaCourse, he's got a cool-looking Saturn. The Saturn's always good, the number 62. Three in a row? Really?
Dave LaCourse, and here's the deal. You know, with Greg Hopkins winning and some of these guys, you're talking about photo finishes at the finish line.
Oh, yeah, okay? Oh, yeah.
When Dave LaCourse wins, and I mean, we're talking about a full straightaway or a half a straightaway just about every time, unless Brandon Allen's in there. Now, he gives him fits, but I'm telling you, his win was just, I mean, it was like a whole straightaway for the win.
Jeez. And the same thing's going on with the street stocks because you got the unstoppable Sean Goodwin. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's five in a row. Look at that smile on your website. He's like, yeah, I got another trophy. Come get me.
Five in a row. I tell you, Sean Goodwin, he is the hottest driver at Deep South Speedway. Mm. He's five in a row. I mean, that's just hard to do. I mean, it's just like winning five championships or anything else. I mean, Sean Goodwin, and once again, he didn't have much of a threat. Mm. There's several drivers that I feel, Derek, that is capable of beating. Actually, anybody's capable of beating him. Ronnie Vick, he hasn't visited Victory Lane yet.
Whoa.
He is our current points champion. So looking for Ronnie Vick to come along, you can't leave out Josh Howell, who's also won the 69 car of Danny Williams. He's had some very bad luck. He even started last week with a little bad luck, got back out on the track. So I'm looking forward to Danny Williams and maybe a Wayne Gunn or Ronnie Vick to go ahead. And Alan Stewart, I'd like to mention him real quick mm-hmm. and let him know that his family, his dad passed away at our track on the 25th of May. So we didn't get to do a little tribute during intermission because we was trying to beat the weather. And plus his car, something happened to it. So we want to give kudos to Alan and what he's done in racing. And he's going to make some laps next time, and we're just going to honor his
special.
Father.
That's real special, yeah. God bless you on that. You know, I want to talk one more class because you got on the Bombers, my class. Number 27, William Arnett. How was the race?
The race was fabulous. I mean, it was a heck of a race. It's always in the Bomber division. Mm-hmm. But William Arnett, I'm not sure where he come from. I know this is his first win of the year, excuse me on that. So I'm like, who's William Arnett? I mean, out of nowhere, here he is, and he had a very fast race car. And Richie Brasmer, he was it's like you do well, and you do well, and you do well, and then all of a sudden the bad luck starts coming.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, we've been living it.
Bottle starts biting, so
yeah.
Once it bites over and over and over. And just like with him winning the three straight or what have you, he had good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, and then all of a sudden now bad luck, bad luck. So that's just how racing works. You know as well as I do.
Oh, I'm living it right now. A lot of motor fun. Hey, let's talk about the Southern Outlaw Sprinters. 360 cubic inch. You get the fuel-injected wing cars. These are the big boys. These are the ones that are going to come and put on a show. They've got great car counts. And, again, these cars, if you've not been able to experience them, because you watch a race at tracks, but you experience wing sprint cars with the smell of the fuel, with the wing and the wind and the dirt. If you're not leaving without dirt in your teeth, you're not experiencing the sprint cars. Can you agree there?
I will agree 110%. You know, some of these racetracks, when they race these sprint cars, I'll never forget. I was up at Cherokee Speedway, and they raced these sprint cars, and there it was just, I guess, about 8 or 9 of these guys, and they all had these little suitcase-looking things. Mm-hmm. And when they got there, they all high-fived and got their beer and just got, you know, to getting seated, and then they opened up them little backpack suitcase things. I don't know what it was, and they all pulled out their rain suits. They had their Mylar battery Reeboks on.
That's awesome!
They put their goggles on.
That's cool.
Were really ready. They had their rag to wipe their goggles off.
Okay. Oh my gosh, these were pro fans, man!
I mean, hardcore. I've never seen nothing like that in my life. But
that's awesome.
That's just what these guys do. And at a dirt track, just like you said, if you don't have a little dirt on you, you're not really having a good time.
Well, and I tell you what, I know that these guys are always fun. Maybe next week we'll have one of the drivers on. If you can help work that out, share your spot next week and talk about what it's like to take some laps in a big sprint car there.
And I tell you what, I'd more than likely we could get Morgan Turpin on there. She's actually currently ninth in the point standings in our Southern Outlaw Sprint Car Series. And like I said before, we got some local guys with Ryan Moore really want to, you know, promote our local guys there. Yep. Ryan, he's raced at Sunny South many times in the Legend Division, as you know. So, Michael Miller is the man right now in the Southern Outlaw Sprint Car Series, and he's followed by Shane Morgan and Terry Gray as far as the points go. And Michael Miller is actually one of the guys that runs the series. So, and it's like I told you last week, man, these guys, when they come to the track, they're totally prepared. They get everything ready. They have shirts to sell. They have their own officials. Okay. Butch does the announcing. I get to take a break and just sit back, kick my feet up, take a big old dip of snuff and sit on the floor. I'm just kidding.
And enjoy the dirt track racing.
Right. I enjoy that, really. I mean, and actually, it's one of those things, too, where I would probably have to set the microphone down because when I watch them guys, I just become speechless.
Oh, yeah. And you know, they can't hear you anyway.
Exactly. And if I do try to talk, that's just like with the late models or anything. I try to wait till the car's on the back stretch, but you know how that goes. You announce, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's an off weekend at the track, but it's never really an off weekend. You guys are probably still already doing prep and work, getting ready for next week.
I harp on it every time I talk to you, and I'm going to do it again. I've got to brag on John Hartman and the job that he does on preparing that track, and it's an everyday thing. He takes no break from that racetrack every day. Him and Kelly. Kelly's down there every day, and just the amount of effort and the work and the time that they're putting into what they do to make this
very dedicated.
It's and that's what it takes. You know, it just takes everybody, and these guys, they put the right people in the right places for Deep South Speedway. And it's going to be probably the premier track, if it isn't already, in the Southeast as far as dirt tracks go.
Oh, I believe it already is. You've already got that, you know. And with you involved, hey, why not? Right?
I appreciate those kind words. And, you know, we had a simulator car last week.
Yeah, man. Did you hit the wall?
On the mic. No, I challenged anybody.
Yeah.
I said on the mic, if any of y'all think you can outrun me, y'all bring it. And I even challenged them to a couple of cheeseburgers to bet with. And
cheeseburgers are Chris. Now, hang on now. It's getting serious. So what happened? Did they beat you?
Nobody challenged me.
Oh, they're scared, aren't they?
Yeah, well, probably. That's what I was thinking. That was kind of broke my heart. You know, I sit there.
Well, Chris, I appreciate it. How do we find the track next weekend?
All right, last time I said this, I got it wrong. You want the head, you get off exit 44, turn left, which would be north, not south.
Yeah.
You turn north, go about 4 to 5 miles, and you'll see us right there on the left. And don't forget, we also, deepsouthdirt.com, you can like us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, @DSSDirt. That's how you can follow us on Twitter.
All right, Chris, have a good off weekend, and we will look forward to having you on next week for sure, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Everything that you do for us. Peace out, White Trout.
All right, there you go. Chris Carter, and he's checking in with Deep South Speedway. And coming up next, we're going to take it to MIS at Five Flag Speedway. Wrap up the show with Tim Bryant. Stand by, and there's more to come. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Oh, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, it's been a great show so far. Dustin Long with MRN talking NASCAR up from Michigan. Chris Carter with Deep South Speedway off this weekend. The Wing Sprinters are back next Saturday. And again, Joe Zaccaro, tonight is the night of fire at Atmore Dragway. They've got five drag cars and the world's fastest semi, so that's going to be pretty cool with three jet engines. I tell you what, I don't think we saw any jets last weekend, except maybe the jet dryers out on the track. And gosh darn it, Tim Bryant with five Flag Speedway and MIS, you did everything you could to try to get it in last Saturday, didn't you, brother?
Yeah, we certainly wanted to complete the program for sure. Had a great night lined up, and we had got a little past halfway through the program and had some great racing, and especially the Mako Fabrication 35-lap sportsman event last weekend. Congratulations to Lee Red Dog Reynolds for a big win there. Mother Nature sometimes intervenes. And we just don't have a method for controlling her. She does what she wants to sometimes. So we sometimes have to alter our course and make the best of the situation.
Until you get that dome finally built around both those tracks, right?
Well, I'll tell you, of course, the summer heat's on us now. We knew that was coming, and we've had some beautiful weather in the springtime, so certainly it's a compromise. We have to do a little give and take with the weather.
Well, and let's talk about it. The stands were packed last week, and because you tried to do everything you can, talk about the people who had tickets. You're giving them kind of a discount to come again next Saturday on the 22nd.
Yeah, of course, we've got the big Southern Super Series event coming in next Saturday night, the Great Race 125, and of course, a lot of will be said about the Great Race, the Mobile Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau bringing in the rally on June the 30th, but before that, of course, next Saturday night, the Great Race 125 Southern Super Series event, we're going to do double features for the Super Stock and double features for the Bombers. First feature will be a makeup from this past Saturday night that rained out, and then we'll come back with that night's program. So, and then, of course, the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Demolition Derby rescheduled for next Saturday night. All of that with the Southern Super Series. It's a normally $15 ticket, but those folks that were there last Saturday night for the $5 admission night can bring those ticket stubs and get $5 off next Saturday night. Should be a big night, hopefully making it affordable for folks.
Oh, I guarantee you. And I mean, like I said, that's huge. And the Great Race, I'm from Indiana and originally Lafayette, that thing came through when I was a kid. And that is really very cool what they do. They race around the country in these older cars and making stops through the city. And I think it's great that Mobile's involved with that. And now they're helping out at Mobile Speedway.
Well, absolutely, and you can go to the Great Race website and see their path. They're starting in Wisconsin and working their way south, and the final destination is Mobile, and that's a real feather in the cap for the city.
Well, let's talk about the Demolition Derby, $2,000 to win, and I think there's quite a few cars, and I even talked to some folks that are building them this week to make it this week or into next week's show.
Yeah, we had a pretty good field of cars lined up last Saturday night, and a few more will be out, and we're looking forward to that. And all in all, with the double features for the Prater Realty Super Stocks, the Island Motors Two Bombers, the Great Race 125 for super late models, then a Demolition Derby, man, what a night that's going to be next Saturday night.
I can't wait. Now, tonight, a rare night at Five Flag Speedway, racing going on, but almost kind of like a dirt style. You've got the drifting in. Again, last month we did this drifting thing at night at a twilight drift, and it was amazing to see the crowd that came out to that place. The pits were packed for $10 to get in and watch this stuff. It is amazing, and the neat thing is you get right up onto the track, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of a different crowd than we get for our normal stock car racers. I want to say it's primarily young people, but the age group is somewhat diverse. But they come out, and for $40, you can slide your car for 4 hours, and $10 to get in. As you said, some great atmosphere out here. courtesy of you and your group. And, you know, we're looking forward to it tonight. It's a lot of fun, a little something different.
And I tell you what, I've got my racing helmet with me, and I know a lot of those drivers will let you take some rides. Now, obviously, competition, when it's when they're getting really hot and heavy into it, no. But during the practice, we might be able to slide you in there. So, and how do you think that's going? I you know, we've started this essentially last year with the Emerald Coast Drifters, and it's been amazing. It seems like it keeps growing and growing. And now you got this new, whatever it is, Fast and Furious movie coming out. They're going to be beating down the doors to come try it at your track.
Well, as I say, it's a lot of fun. These kids, I call them kids because even though some of them are in their 50s, they're looking for a place to slide. And if they can't find a place to do it legally, they're doing it up and down our highway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're providing a safe venue, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and people are just genuinely out here having a good time. So, you know, we think it's got a bright future, you know, for some time to come yet.
Well, I want to talk about your sportsman. You got a big weekend coming up, a 35-lap showdown coming up on the 21st. That's next Friday night. And the big word, Steve Buttrick. There's been three or four guys that have really been kind of tying it up, but Steve's the big guy, but I'm sure Red Dog will probably be over there trying to get that money and that trophy away from Buttrick next weekend.
Well, you know, a couple of things to be said about all of that. First off, we want to thank the modified drivers and the sportsman drivers that run regular at MIS mm-hmm. for being kind enough to cooperate to sidestep next Saturday night to make room for those double features for the Bombers and Super Stock.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the beauty of having two tracks that work so closely together is we were able to step up our sportsman division race on Friday night. So we're hoping we can attract some of the Mobile crowd over here. 35 laps, $750 to win.
Wow.
And Red Dog's on a roll. I've talked to him, and you know, he's working on his schedule to see if they can come over and try to unseat Steve Buttrick.
Oh, see, that's going to be huge. Coming up in July, you've got kids' bikes. The race is coming up July 12th, and that's always a huge event.
Oh, yeah, the kids' bike race is always a fun part of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I also want to make a call out to Darren, DJ Vanderlei, and mm-hmm. his mom, Linda, and Whitney Patterson for coming over last Tuesday for Kids' Day. We had some 400 kids in the pits, and they learned about race cars, watched DJ make a few laps on his on the racetrack. Dave Nolan also had his Super Stock out here.
Great.
And Corey Pittman had his Bomber. So thanks to all of those people, especially the Vanderleys, who held class right there in the Jegs victory lane.
That is so cool. I want to talk also, I mean, granted it's 90 degrees, index of 110, it's hot out. Let's talk Snowball Derby. How the tickets? Can we get them now?
Ticket renewals are going along at a steady pace, which is kind of typical for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get closer to the deadline in August, of course, it'll amp up a bit, and then mid-August we'll go on sale to the general public. But there's a lot of buzz about the Snowball Derby already this year, and the Southern Super Series has actually helped that along. There's some great super late model racing going on at other tracks, and it's just cast a whole new light of interest on the Snowball.
How do you think our tracks along the Gulf Coast, because I know you're very involved with the series, heading up to Nashville and the other tracks, and you've seen some of the racing at the other tracks. How do you see the series as the fans are coming out? Obviously, what we saw last weekend before the rain, even with the threat of rain, you had a good crowd. Usually, if it's gray in the area, no one comes out to the track. It came out. These guys want to see these races. So are the drivers excited about it? Are they enjoying it as well? Because this is new for them this year.
It's the most competitive level of competition that we've seen in years.
Yeah.
With the super late models, the car counts are about maybe a little above where we're used to seeing them,
mm-hmm.
In the mid to high 20s. But gosh, every car and every team is just competitive. I mean, they come to win. So you know, it's even though, you know, let's admit it, Augie Grill and Bubba Pollard still the guys to beat.
Oh yeah,
they've got their work cut out for them when they drop the green flag on any of these races at any of these tracks.
Well, tonight it's going to be drifting. It's a twilight drift. What time does that start at Five Flags?
Open the gates at 4 o'clock. Good. We start sliding at 5 and go until 9 o'clock.
All right. Well, Tim, as always, we appreciate you coming on board and look forward to hearing more from you. And we'll be there a little bit later. Can't wait to go and have some fun out there.
Hey, look forward to having you guys to pump that music out.
Well, thanks, Tim. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, I want to let you know the race car right now is downtown Bay Minette. Today is the Ride Yellow. This is where Lance Armstrong has the fundraiser. And I tell you what, we've got in between 700 and 800 bicyclists that are out this morning at Bay Minette. And we were lucky enough to go out there this morning before the show and do a parade through the city. We had the police car. We had our race car, Kane Motorsports, obviously, because what we do with childhood cancer. We were able to get some more new kids' names on there. So when you guys come see us at the Speedway, stop by and take a look at all the little handprints at some of these names. I'm going to share some stories of some incredible, courageous warrior kids throughout the Gulf Coast and around the world that are on our race car. All we do is to try to bring awareness to childhood cancer. And I want to thank all the sponsors that have helped out. Pull Apart, obviously, on the hood. McDonald's, a big part of them along the Gulf Coast. Thank you, Ronald McDonald. Mobile Regional Airport, you know, they've got the new nonstop flights out of United. And thanks to Mobile Regional Airport for coming on. Bay City Collision, we've got Skywatch Traffic, Metro Glass, and gosh, there are so many other folks. Bay City Collision did a great job keeping the paint fresh on the car all year. So, again, it's going to be a lot of fun going into the racing next weekend. Y'all be safe, have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to having you back at the racetrack soon.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.